Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts are Meg Roman and Jason Canola. Meg is Executive Director of the Miller Beach Arts and Creative District, and Jason is housing monks. Not yet, but soon. He will be housing monks, Tibetan monks specifically. And welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So, Meg, let's start with you. This is, the second or? No, many times now.
This is the fourth year.
Fourth time.
We're very excited to bring them back, and it's become a signature event for us.
And how long did the Tibetan monks, these are monks who, they live in India, is that right?
That's correct.
And then they tour they tour all countries.
They do, yes. And they've toured the United States and Canada several times.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I have been a part of their tours for about 13 years now.
How did you get hooked up with these monks?
They were touring Lafayette, Indiana. We used to live down there. And we just got hooked up as volunteers as they toured Lafayette. Mm-hmm. And we helped them for about 10 years. And then we moved to Northwest Indiana and got asked to host as soon as we moved. So then we started touring, hosting the tours up here.
Yeah. Is it called the Diprang Monastery?
Drepung Gomang Monastery.
Oh, you said it correctly. Before we started the interview, we discussed Social Arts, the organization I work for, hosted the monks in early. It was sort of our millennial thing to do, and they created a mandala for us. And so what are the activities that will take place while the monks are in residence in Miller?
Well, we have several things going on. We have a sand mandala that's being created in Miller, and there's going to be a community peace puja, which we've done during each tour, and that's at the Aquatorium in Miller Beach also.
What does that consist of?
That consists of them chanting several prayers, and then there's a community drum circle immediately following, and we usually have a great, really fun time with the community.
Their chanting is really powerful,
Well, the first year we did it, I don't think the community really knew what was going on. So there were mostly the monks were doing the drumming, but a few people had brought one or two things. By the second and the third year, the entire community came. People would ride their bikes with cymbals and drums and filled up the entire second floor with everybody from, 3-year-olds to 85-year-olds. So it's really a very intergenerational, everybody, all walks of life. Can
and
participate.
How long does the mandala that will be at the Gardner Center, right?
Yeah, that will start on...
The opening ceremonies on Tuesday, October 24th, and the deconstruction ceremonies on Saturday, the 28th.
The opening ceremony is exciting, too. And then the deconstruction, does it get swept up and then taken to, Michigan or something?
Right, so they basically spend 5 days... 4 to 8 monks are working on it at any one time, and it's incredible to watch it being, it's a painting on the ground made of individual pieces of sand.
Exactly.
And then people can come and watch the progression, and then at the end they sweep it all up, and that's part of the ceremony to bring it down to the lake, Lake Michigan in Marquette Park, and they release it into the water to share it with the rest of the world.
The universe.
It's incredibly... moving and beautiful. And
it is. And a mandala, we should say, is a big round, it's a big round disc, intricate design, beautiful colors, and all of the sand has been dyed, these brilliant colors, and then they sort of, I don't know what those tools are called that they use to...
I don't know the Tibetan name either, but it's kind of a cone shape.
Yes.
And they have different size of these tools.
Right.
Just like we would use a pencil with either a very fine tip or a very wide tip. And they use one that rubs on another, creates a vibration, and then one sand particle at a time drops out
it's
of it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Last year, actually, somebody accidentally swept across a piece of the mandala, and then they just fixed it. Even that was amazing to watch.
Yeah. Their patience on the part of the monks is just incredible. So they're going to be staying, Jason, with you and your wife for a whole week. That's exciting.
Yes, we'll have 8 monks, their driver, our 2 children, and dogs and cats. So the house is very full.
And they'll cook? Will they cook sometimes for you?
Yes, they cook, and we help cook, and we all eat together every day. It's a very fun and filled week.
It's exciting. Well, I'm glad you were here to talk about it. And thanks for coming, and thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.